companion used drugs. Drugs controlled her. Drugs destroyed her, he said. All of her problems stemmed from drugs. It was because of the heroin that she got involved in burglary and everything else. We took her to every program you could think of, but she always went back to it. Erickson, who has had 6 children, who were all put up for adoption, lived with her mother and father in their Chatsworth home in 1984 and 1985, while she took part in a drug treatment program, her father said. But about 2 years ago, she left the home, about a mile from the Lurline Avenue spot where Wendy Masuhara and her friend would be kidnapped, unable to shake her dependency, her father said. Her parents have had no contact with her since, but now live with the growing nightmare that their daughter is suspected of involvement in murder. I can't defend her because I really don't know her anymore, her father said, but I do find it hard to believe she could have done anything this drastic. She was always a good kid before the drugs got her. Erickson should have been in jail the night the 2 girls were abducted, authorities said. Last March 16th, her probation for a 1983 conviction involving $3,200 in forged checks was revoked after probation officers learned that she'd been arrested twice for thefts in 1986. A warrant for Erickson's arrest was issued, but she was never picked up by police. Chet Baker, a supervisor in the county probation department's Van Nuys office, said so many probation violation warrants are issued each year, the police cannot handle them as priorities. The warrant goes on the computer, but other than that, the police can't spend a lot of time on it, Baker said. There are thousands of these warrants out at any one time in L.A. Plus, Erickson was a transient. Where were the police going to go to pick her up? Even after Erickson was arrested August 19th, she remained free, police said. When Northeast Division police arrested her on burglary charges, she gave a false name while being booked into jail. That allowed her to post bail before a fingerprint check identified her as Erickson and alerted police that she was wanted on the probation revocation warrant. Month from slaying. In less than a month, Wendy would be slain. If things had worked right, Baker said, Erickson would have been sitting in jail when that took place. Police explained the September abduction and murder as a crime of opportunity, an act of violent impulse. So far, police say, it appears that Comtoy's motor home was parked that night on Lurline Avenue near Devonshire Street, by coincidence. It might have simply been the spot where Comtoy stopped to fix a mechanical problem in the motorhome. Your guess is as good as mine as to why they did it, said Harold Lynn, the deputy district attorney who will prosecute Comtoy and Erickson. We don't believe they marked these particular victims for this. They just happened to be the ones that were there.